Hi, my name is Bree, and I'm so excited to share about something special happening this month at TC. It's our end of year giving. In previous years, we've called this by different names, but because our word of the year is fruit, we're calling this our crazy fruit offering. This is a powerful moment when we come together as a church to pray and ask God, what would you have me give financially as we end this year? During this season, it's so easy to focus on what we can get, but we want to intentionally shift our hearts to focus on what we can give. This isn't about a specific amount, it's about obedience and trusting God for what He puts on your heart. If this ministry has impacted your life in any way, we'd love for you to join us on this spiritual journey of generosity. You can give online at our website or text GIVE to 828282. However and whatever you give, know your generosity is making a difference. We're so grateful for you, and we pray that this message encourages you today.
Well, as people are taking their seats, I want to welcome everybody who is joining us online right now and all of those who are part of our service that are in the penitentiary system right now. Can we thank God for everybody that is in church with us right now? Through the Pando app, through YouTube, through Facebook, through all the other ways that technology comes today, I believe that God has something specific He wants to say and do in this place. And I just want to take a moment and say how grateful I am for every person that actually takes what we do at Transformation Church, not as a suggestion by a group of people who think this is the best thing for us as a group, but take what God is doing here as a word from God. That is something that you can run through your accountability and run through the word of God and run through your own convictions. But there were thousands of you that last week decided to step out in another level of faith, and you gave in the crazy fruit offering. And y'all gotta give God praise for that right now. There's so many people that stepped out. And what it does is it allows us, number one, to check our heart at the end of the year when it is usually about what we can get. Transformation Church says, what can we give? And we give just to give and not to get. And because of everybody's diligence, obedience, we're gonna be able to do some things in this next year that will be unprecedented. And I just wanna say thank you. And there are those who came today ready to give. And I wanna let you know it is not too late. Just as if we were doing something else and I said, hey, let's try to do this. And if you did it and it was good, I would say, good job. I want to say that because people get funny around money for some reason. When thousands of us made a decision to give to God and it's proven by the fruit of what happened, I just want to say good job, Transformation Church. This is, hear me. And one day it's going to be so vibrant in every fiber of every row of every person of every family. It's going to be undeniable what God does through the generosity of this house. And so I wanted to start there. Second thing I wanted to tell you is that next week, God has given me a word to preach on the last fruit of the Spirit on our last Sunday that we will be gathered together in this building. Now, if you're watching online, we still gonna have church the next Sunday, but it's going to be online. So everybody, if you show up here that next Sunday, you will be here with the Holy Spirit only. You and Him will be in the parking lot. We're not letting you in. But what we wanna do is we want to have a time where you can be with your family, where you can enjoy traveling or doing whatever you do. And this is a beautiful evangelistic time where you can gather your family around and actually for all the people, hey, we going to church this morning. We don't want to get up. We don't want to. Beautiful. Just come in your jammies to the living room. Made breakfast for everybody. Only stipulation, you got to watch church while we eat our breakfast. And give us the opportunity. Thank you. Give us the opportunity to represent God to your family. And we've prepared an amazing experience for every person. And it's gonna be centered around a lot of the things that God did here this year. So we want that to happen. But next Sunday, I want you to invite two types of people. I want you to invite the person who you know would come if you just said something. Now, everybody listen to me, because right now, everybody you could invite to dinner, you could invite to church. Everybody you can invite to the movies, you can invite to church. There are statistics that say 82% of people would come to church if a friend just invited them. And the truth of the matter is, a lot of times our own insecurity is in the way of somebody's eternity. You miss what I just said. Our own insecurity, well, what if they say no? Didn't they say no? Did you lose hair because they said no? Did you gain weight because they said no? What is the loss? But what is the gain? I can't tell you how many people, their lives have been transformed because somebody said, hey, come with me to this. Next Sunday is going to be a perfect opportunity to do that. And that's one type of person, the people who would come. The second person is, I want you to invite at least three people who you don't think would come. We're going to have to do a whole evangelism series because y'all have become consumer Christians. Y'all felt that? Y'all felt that conviction that just ran through the room? That's like knowing something is on sale for 90% off, but you don't tell nobody. And you don't have the money to buy all the stuff you could buy. You're just being greedy now. Salvation is free. Why wouldn't you tell somebody? So I want you to find three people. I want you to find a person you had to debate with about the election. The one you was like, forget you. I want you to find the one who you know said the thing about, yeah, there's some examples coming to my heart. You know who they are. Invite the family member that you say you ain't talking to no more. Send them the link. Maybe the fruits of the Spirit are more about what we do than what we know. I'm gonna have to take my time today. I ain't even preaching yet, but I'm preaching good already. I'm just asking us to catch the heart of Jesus. The thing that matters to Jesus is that everybody, even the people you don't like, will come in contact with him. And until we take up our position, we get to delay, watch this, the plan of God in our sphere of influence. And so next week, I'm asking you to come off the bench and get in the game. And I'm asking you that this not be a one or two time a year. The only reason I'm saying it right now, because you're going to see immediate impact. Because what ends up happening is all statistics tell us there are two times that people who don't fool with church come to church. Y'all know what time they are? What you think it is? Easter and Christmas. And then somebody said Mother's Day. Mother's Day. Mama, I'll meet you at the restaurant. But Christmas and Easter and then Mother's Day. And what better opportunity to unwrap the gift of Jesus than inviting somebody to meet with him. Next week is going to be beautiful, and I'm excited for what God is going to do. The team has prepared some special music. There's going to be some beautiful things. Hey, one more thing. You can come and get your family photos. I know some of y'all are stressing because you ain't took a picture with your family in 39 years. Your kids have gray hair and beards. Our team has prepared something for you before service that you'll be able to use. You could print it off at Kinko's and give it to everybody as their Christmas gift, okay? We just want to love on you. Well, I have a word for every person in the house today. Is anybody ready for the word of God today? All right. You asked for it. Now, after last week, when we talked about self-control, I need to be honest. It took everything in my life to not do a part two today. And I was about to take it to a whole nother gear on self-control. My team will tell you, I was like, I'm going part two next week. I'm going to bust them over the hair with a two-piece. And I'm going to And the Holy Spirit told me that we only have two more preaching weeks left in this year, and I had to finish the last two fruits of the Spirit. So today, I'm talking about the first fruit of the Spirit, love. And the reason the Holy Spirit wouldn't let me go crazy on self-control again, I'm just gonna make it into a whole series later on, okay? We're gonna just go ahead and do it. But the truth of the matter is, all of the fruits of the Spirit without this one ingredient makes everything that we produce nasty. You can literally be possessed in possession of every other fruit of the Spirit, but without, say it with me, love. And the truth of the matter right now is I see a lot of people working in gifts like never before. Everybody got a TikTok and a prophetic hour, and everybody has... No, come on, everybody's an expert, and everybody is giving out righteous judgment every day, and everybody is doing all of these things. But it reeks or is lacking any aroma of love. And you know, it rubs the common person the wrong way. But the truth of the matter is, it's the antithesis of what Jesus stood for. And if we can't get love right, we ain't got nothing right. Okay, I'm gonna just say it one more time. If we cannot get love right, we cannot get anything right. Don't care how you pray. You do not love people. And today I'm gonna say some strong stuff, because I'm praying that it shows the mirror on how we've been acting. I could spend a whole year just talking about us trying to get this love thing right. A whole 2 years. A whole decade. The truth of the matter is, we trying to struggle to love the people we chose. You chose her. You chose him. You prayed for that child. How the people you chose, you ain't really fooling with. You can't forget him. Nah, I got the one too many times. They don't know my name in the street. Come on, y'all. So today I feel a burden to let you know how important it is for us to focus forever on trying to love. Because the Holy Spirit wrecked me with this, and I'm going to try to give it to you so that you can bear, watch this word, fruit. This whole year, God has given us a theme that this year will be the year of what? Fruit. So look at John 15, 4. This is how we get the fruit. Remain in me. This is Jesus talking. And if you decide to remain in me or abide in me, that's another translation, I will remain in you. For a branch, watch this, cannot produce fruit if it is severed, cut off, not attached to the vine. And you, just in case the metaphor was too much for you, you cannot be fruitful unless you stay connected to me. I'm gonna give you how your 2025 is gonna look without God. Fruitless. Everything you will build will be in vain. Everything that you will post on your Instagram, God will be like, that was not good for you. The only way, watch this, that you bear fruit is to stay connected. And the problem with many of us is that we want to try to figure out a shortcut to produce fruit, but nobody wants to eat fruit that is not ripe yet.
This is why it's important for all of us to, in the dark, under the soil, in the places where we know it's real in us, but we ain't even expressed it like that. They think we actually like them, but under it, we actually have heart jealousy and frustration. And I don't like the way that you put on lip gloss. And I don't like, y'all know it be petty stuff like that. Put it on your lips, not around. That was personal. It's little things that we get caught up on that exposes, watch this, the limit to our love. Because all of us have a limit to our love. And the reason I'm trying to bring importance to the fruit of the Spirit in our life, which is produced by a relationship staying connected to the true vine, which is Jesus, and the Holy Spirit helps us produce that fruit here on earth. The reason is, write this down, fruit is important because it lets you know if you're getting your Christianity right. How do you measure your Christianity? By how many scriptures you can quote? By how many these and thous that are in your prayer? Come on, how much money you give? How do you measure your Christianity? You didn't cuss them out today? I'm doing good, doing real good. God is with me, didn't cuss them out today. Come on, think about the moments where you felt like, man, I am doing really good in this walk with God. Why did you think that? Why did you say that? And why did you believe that? Because any measure outside of the fruits of the Spirit are ones that we made up, not ones that God gave us. He said, this is how you know if you're doing good with me. Love comes out. Joy comes out. Peace is your portion. You have self-control. You have goodness coming out. So if you were to grade your life spiritually by those 9 receipts, what would be your grade? I need us to really think about this because, y'all, this is all a religious exercise if we don't get transformed. I know people who have done this for 40 years, still as mean as they were when they got here off the street. Matter of fact, they worse because they know scripture now. And they'll beat you over the head with all kinds of conjecture and opinions and then talk about you and then pray for you fake. At the altar, Lord, touch them because they dealing with things. And Father, we know they have a thing with Jerome. And God, we're just praying you don't expose them for all the things that are already out there, Lord. And you... I cannot live a powerless Christian life. That means I need to change the measure. And if I could give you anything at the end of the year, change the measure to see if God is pleased with the way you live, not if man is pleased with it. Where's your love at? Where's your joy at? Where's the peace at? Hold on. Where's the kindness at? Where's the self-control? Y'all, I preached that message on self-control last week. This week was the hardest week for me not to pull up to fast food restaurants. Can I be honest with me? It was like I said it, like, be disciplined, do this thing. And it was like them golden arches. I don't even like McDonald's. The fries, straight out the situation with just 2 sprinkles of the... I ain't been craving that for years. And there was just a fat attack. No, I used to be fat. I can say that. It was a fat attack. Y'all know what I'm talking about? It's 10:30. I'm trying to make sure I get there for they close because you know they're not 24 hours after the pandemic. How do I know that? I should know that. But I have pulled up at 11:30 disappointed. And I just want to let everybody know I failed 3 times. This week, I'm going to be hot. 3 times, basket of fries, not even a large. Scott, you already know the basket of fries. Yes, Sade, I did it. With sweet and sour sauce. And after I finished in my bed, I felt ashamed. I'm letting you know that the Spirit was trying to help me even with fries. He cares about my freedom over fries. See, a lot of times we think it's just these big things. And fries may not be nothing for you. It was a strong hold. And some people think it's trivia, but the same. Not trivia, trivial. But the same mechanism that works for me to say no to them fries is the same mechanism that works for me to say no to that website. Y'all gotta hear me. If I need my life to be transformed, I cannot have self-control in some areas and then be loose with it in other areas, because what I'm doing is I'm working a muscle. And I'm saying I want to actually live a transformed life. And so maybe we need to change the measure. Because I need to say it to you like this. Most of us would rather have our Christianity judged by scripture, but it's actually exposed in the streets. It don't matter what you say in here. Some of y'all finally, after all that praise and worship buildup, you're just like, hallelujah. That's great. I did it in practice. You shot the shot in practice. You did the drill in practice. The question is, when you're in the meeting at your job and they blame you instead of the team, do you walk out of that room and say, hallelujah? Thank you, God, that you're with me. Thank you, Father, that I didn't just do what came to my mind to do in that room. Thank you, Father, as I compose this email, I'm a breathe first. Because your Christianity is authenticated in the streets. Not by how much scripture. When they ask you to go to the club, that's when we want to see who actually has your allegiance. I couldn't get up to go to church the next morning. It's so early to get it. You got home at 4 a.m. Let's use practical wisdom. I know this is not everybody's story. What I'm saying is there are things in our life that God is requiring. You might have to change that so the scriptures come alive in the streets. Yesterday, I was driving. I don't know what was happening. I was praising the Lord. I went out to a piece of land that I'm believing God to do a miracle on. I had spent time with the Lord, walking the land, praying. I'm on my way back. Highway 75 needed to turn into another lane, turned into the other lane, signaled, did all the different things. And then this truck came up beside me and drove up, and I was like, man, he must need to get somewhere. And as he drove past me and then turned in the other lane, I just see this huge arm come out the window. And he was like, that long. And he had one of his fingers up, one that's kind of, you know, towards the middle of his fist. And at that moment, it's like I went into a small trance. Just a little one. And as soon as I came out of it, I was going 90 miles an hour. I don't even know how. I don't even go that fast. But before I even knew it, my body was like, he don't even know who's in this car. These windows is tinted. Like that's, I just need to be honest. He was playing with his life. He didn't know if Scott was driving, because if Scott was driving, could have been over. No. I'm just. And at that moment, when I saw 90, the Holy Spirit said, "What you about to do?" It was almost like if somebody who know you can't fight, like, "He ain't gonna do nothing. He ain't gonna do nothing. Calm down, he ain't gonna do nothing." And I just felt in my spirit, "What are you about to do?" I was like, "Nothing." And at that moment, the Holy Spirit said, "This was more powerful than a scripture. What you just did was live out what you have learned. This is what it means for us to bear fruit." If you can't find examples every day that you're doing something contrary to what is natural, you may need to look at how we approach the fruits of the Spirit. Because many of us try to bring our best to the church and we give our worst to the world. I'm gonna say it one more time. Y'all look good today. How you doing? Oh, glory to God. Oh, yeah. Today everything's good. How's everything been going this week? Oh, God is so good, been blessed. And as soon as you get out of here, that's not how you. This is the place where you bring your worst so it can be transformed. And out there is the place that we bring our best so that somebody could actually potentially know about Jesus. Okay. So what are you trying to say, Pastor Mike? Colossians 3:14. Put on love. Put on love. Just like you got dressed today, every day you're going to have to choose to put on love. Everybody has that piece that is the finisher to your outfit. And I don't know what it is for you. Some people who are losing their hair, the cap is the. Cue, that seems personal. No, I'm just saying. Some people, it's a necklace. For other people, it's their glasses. Some of y'all, if you look good, but you can't see yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you're like, "Oh, I think that's good." And it's like, "Uh-oh, missed it." Just like the finishing piece of your outfit, you should never leave. Never leave your house. Or let me say it even stronger. Never leave a place where you're by yourself without love, because there are people you need to love outside the door. Or some of y'all just need to sleep in it, because the person you next to. Put on. And most of us only put on love when we feel like the person we're about to interact with has proven to us they're worth it. That is completely contrary to what the Word of God says. So we're gonna walk down this. Galatians 5:22. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Let's say it together. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. What are you saying, Pastor Mike? You do not need a law if you're not living close to the line. The reason why most of us need somebody to tell us what to or what not to do when it comes to this Christian life is because we live it too close to the line. Who can I not love and still do what God said? We're so close to the line. So now, Dave, 70 times 7, that's 400. Carry the 2, 1. So if they do it one time over that, I can cancel them out. At least I got one person I don't gotta love. Pastor Mike, why are you putting so much emphasis on love? Because I've worked so hard in other areas in my life this year, and I've seen so much growth, and I've seen so much fruit, and people have celebrated me for all the things. I just have trouble loving everybody. I have trouble loving them. I actually, if I'm honest with you, I have trouble loving me. So the love thing, like I would rather focus on other fruits because I feel like I could get my joy back pretty quickly. I feel like peace, if I just stop talking to him, I'll have peace. And some of those are true, but without love. And this has become very real in my life in the last 2 years because God has asked me to love people that I know that have violated what I call okay. There are certain things that have happened, certain things that I've said, and it feels like God lets me see them, lets me hear them, lets me do it. And I'm like, Lord, what you want me to do about this? What are we about to do about this? You saw what they said. You saw what they did. You see, he said, I want you to walk in love. Does walking in love include a suplex? Or at least an ugly text message? And somehow the enemy has convinced us that if we get some of this venom out of us, it'll make us feel better. Come on, y'all. There's certain people you're not even looking forward to seeing at Christmas. You're not even looking forward to being around them, let alone buying a gift, let alone acting like we cool, let alone looking at your kids who are bad and ruin the things in my house. We start adding up and taking away from people that God said the reason they're there is to authenticate that you really spend time with me. What if you started looking at all your opposition as an opportunity from God to be like him? Okay, they're not ready for this. So, have you ever had a friend that asked you for $20? If you had a friend that asked you for $20, just raise your hand, okay? Okay, we're in the right book. If that friend asked you for $20 and came back 2 weeks later and was like, hey, thank you for lending me $20. Since you were so good to lend me $20, can I borrow $20,000? What would be your response? It probably like, what? Just, oh, whoa, hello? See, because you would be like, I love you. I like you and I love you. But I don't love you like that. Now, your number may be higher or lower, but usually people that we love, we have a limit and we say, I love you, but I don't love you like. What if you're getting in shape and somebody comes to you and says, all right, for you to reach your summer goals, this is what we're going to do from January on. You are not going to eat any sugar from January to July, and you're gonna meet me at this gym at 6 a.m. every morning. I really would love to be at the beach without a shirt on this summer. And I would love me like that. But all that stuff you're talking about, I don't love it like that. What about fellas, single fellas? You was dating a girl, she a baddie. Shorty, no, she a 10. And think, everything's good. Mama like her, sends you scriptures in the morning, looks you in your face and be like, you can do this. But she decided, and she got a good job, Mama Chloe, she got a good job. If your direct deposit ain't hit yet, y'all still can go to Cheddar's, you hear me? But listen, but she made a decision that y'all won't come into unity until she has covenant. And I know fellas today that would be like, baby girl, I love you, but I don't love you like, dummy. And I know there's other people in here, business people, successful, driven. I really do want to spend time with my kids, but I can't pass up this deal. I love them. I'd never say it out loud. I'd never really admit it. I love them, but I don't love them like that. I've had this goal before they was even thought about. This was my dream. I'm not gonna sacrifice this for them. It makes me wonder about the love of God. It makes me wonder, just for real, y'all, when we get in front of the Father and we're all at a judgment of what we did on this life, will it be okay with us if God asks us, hey, what about the scripture reading I asked you to do? And you was like, well, God, you know what I'm saying? You really blessed me a lot down there. And I did start the Bible plan, 2-day streak. Give me some credit. What we really would be saying is, God, I love you, but I don't love you like that. When he tells you to be consistent in your tithing and your offering, and you tell him like, but God, Starbucks every day, I have to have coffee to go. I gotta pay these, I gotta live in this house, I gotta live in this neighborhood. And it's like, so God, what we're really saying is, I love you, but I don't love you like that. You want me to really forgive them again? God, I love you, but I hate them. So I just wanna let you know, I'll do anything else you ask me to do. I love you, but say it with me. I don't love you like that. Write that down. It's my sermon title. I don't love you like that. Because the truth of the matter is, when we do not love others, we cannot say that we love God like that. It's scripture, and I'm gonna just give you Bible because some of y'all looking at me like, this is not okay. So let me unify us around the definition of love. I'm talking about agape love. In Greek, that's the word. And it refers to a type of love, watch this, that is unconditional, selfless, and charitable. Matthew 22. Teacher, which of these is the most important commandment in the law of Moses? This is Matthew 22, 36. This is Jesus talking. He said, all right, that's easy. They asked for the most important, but Jesus is a gangster. He's gonna always give you more than you ask for. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And he's like, bet. And he's like, hold on, before you leave. He said, I didn't ask you for all that, but I'm gonna give it to you. A second is equally important. So literally God said, you asked for one thing, but I'm gonna give you both because they can't go without the other. So you gotta love me, but watch this. Love your neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. He said, if you just get these two things, the entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commands. So you want a cheat code to have all of the fruits of the spirit? Love. What are you saying, Pastor Mike? He said, if I was to take all of the theology and all of the scripture and all of the major prophets and minor prophets, and if I was to bring everything together, the only two things I would tell you is love me and love your neighbor. You'll get patience in that. Joy will be overflowing in that. There will be things that happen to you that nobody else will be able to take credit for because you understood how to love. Pastor Mike, that sounds good, but I'm not sure how to do that. 1 Corinthians 13. This is Jesus talking. He said, if I could speak all the languages of the earth and of angels, but did not love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Now, I want you to think about this for 1 second. This is the God of the universe. He said, listen, if you could master all languages spoken on earth, if somebody knows 2 languages, we impressed. You know Spanish and English? You know French and English? And if you find somebody that knows like 5 or 6 languages, you're like, savant, genius. God is saying, if you could speak all of them, and you got a download from heaven and started speaking angel.
Zilebe, 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 zilebe.
What are you saying? I'm speaking angel. Don't worry about it. I have no idea what angel sounds like. He said, if you could do that, watch this. What he's really saying is, if you could impress people with that, it wouldn't even hit a notice meter in my book. I wouldn't even notice it because you would not have love. He said, matter of fact, when you try to do all your impressive stuff without love, it's like a gong or a clanging cymbal. What he's saying is, it's annoying. Let me prove it. So today, I want to talk to you about love. I want to tell you how love is such an important part of our everyday life. And I just want to let you... How are you doing today? I'm good. Do you need anything? No. But this week, everything at my job has been going very good, and everything that I'm trying to get my family to do. It doesn't matter what I say. That all of the things, I have a prophetic word for you. God told me that this is going to be your year. And that God, people are gathered in houses of worship everywhere right now. And people are being turned away, not because the word is not good, not because God didn't show up. They're being turned away because you sat in my seat. That's my parking space. My kid is gonna get in the children's ministry. Do you know how long I've gone to this church? Oh, no, no, no. I don't praise loud like that. I crescendo to hate you. I'm going to let my hate be a crescendo. When you first meet me, it's going to start off soft. But the longer we get to know you, I'm going to just be real with you. I'm going to be real with you. Yeah, glory to God, glory to God. How long could you listen to that? How long would you invite people to that? Come to my church. Well, we're just gonna annoy you. I mean, what if when people walked in here, it was just a bunch of welcome, 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 welcome. I hope this is making sense. Because verse 2 says, if I had the gift of prophecy and I understood all God's secret plans, all of God's secret plans. You understood why a snail has a shell? You know what I'm saying? Like, think about it. Secret plans. Like, why does the snail have a shell? And you could be like, oh, every 300 years, and there's a metamorphosis. If you could understand, you know what I'm saying? Like, why do seahorses carry babies? Why did the male seahorses carry babies? Like, why did this happen? If you could understand all of that, God said, but you don't have love? I just want to, before the day is over, draw the parallel that it's not worth it if it's not covered in, dipped in, surrounded by, wrapped in love. He said, if you have faith that can move mountains, but you didn't love others, it would be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Because verse 4, love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous. It's not boastful or proud or rude. Love is not rude. You being mean to the server because your food is not hot? Getting an attitude with somebody? Like, I wanted to come to the practical things of our life. They didn't have your size when you called. I called and made sure that you had my... It's Christmas time. Somebody came in, and as they called and thought it was ready, they gave it to some... Y'all! But you gonna go in there and act a fool. A fool. F-U-L-L, F-O-O-L. What is wrong with the English language? You're going to act a fool because you didn't get the sweater your child wanted that they not going to wear. Love is not rude. Look at it, y'all. I need us to take this in. It does not demand its own way. Love does not demand its own way. Love does not. I'm just needy. If you're going to be with me, this is what we're going to have. Hold on, wait. Think the marriage vows say better or worse. Better or worse. It's Mercedes or Jaguar for me. No, come on, y'all. There's some super... Love does not demand its own way. Love is not irritable. Let's just sit there. Selah. You irritated all the time? It's like a low-grade irritation on everything. This food okay? What? How I look? I just need to go through this. Love, it's a hard one, y'all. Keeps no record of people doing them wrong. That is real tough. Love, watch this, does not rejoice about injustice. Oh, I could go so deep into this. But love rejoices whenever the truth wins out. So if your friend is wrong, and they don't get what they want, but you a ride or die friend, you're not actually loving them. Okay, I can't even go there. No. Because some of y'all, not my bestie. Not my day one, A1. Y'all got handshakes, but actually no loyalty to God. Now hear me, because there will come a point in all of our relationships where our loyalty will be tested for the person or for God. Verse 7, love, watch this, never gives up. You've been believing for that son or the daughter, and they have gone wayward 100 times. If you say you love them, I'm not saying don't create any boundaries, because there's abuse that can go along with trying to love somebody, especially when they're not making any effort to do anything. But praying for them, Lord, I thank you that in the middle of that, wherever they are right now, God, I don't know where they're at. I don't know what they're doing. But Father, would you allow your grace to reach out there and get them? We'll let you, somebody, be able to speak something. Don't give up. Love never loses faith. It's always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. I want you to go home and read that whole thing. Because when you get love, it'll change the way your life becomes music to other people. Instead of just an annoying clanging cymbal, because I gotta say this, there are times that we must tell the truth in love. So I'm not saying take the cymbal away, because there's many believers that are like, no, the word says that we're supposed to. But if all you're doing is correcting, if all you're doing is righteous judgment, watch this, with no relationship, how are you judging somebody you've never spoken to? And not even spoken to, even tried to speak to them. God says, I don't want you to take this away. I want the fruits of the Spirit to work in concert. Let me show you what this looks like. Follow me back here, okay? So instead of me just having a symbol, okay, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna get on the drum set that has all of the fruits of the Spirit. It feels like some joy, some peace, some goodness. Yeah. It feels like I might have some kindness. It feels like I may be able to make some music if I let self-control be a part of this. And if love is the heartbeat of everything that I do, now look, I just told the truth, but I don't stay there. I gotta. And so many of us are out here with all of these fruits available. Still just. Nobody can follow the rhythm of just clanging cymbals. This whole room and everybody at home can actually clap if we actually put love. Everybody, everybody clap. Everybody, everybody. This is what it looks like when we walk in the whole, if we bear all, if I set up a drum set on a corner and I said no words, but I started playing this beat right here. We say, we. the beat and all I'm giving you is love. The kick drum represents love. And I was able to go, and then you. The music of our life should be depicted. If you can't play anything else, I can still play love. I don't got joy yet. I don't got peace yet. But if I can get this love, we can make music. We can right the wrongs that have happened in society. We can actually be a church that stands up in the middle of division and actually see unity. I'm not saying to take away the symbols. I'm just saying God calls it annoying. If that's all we ever doing is showing up without love. For God so loved. He so loved the world that he did what? So I just need everybody to know that our love requires an action. Don't tell me what you love. Show me how you loved it. So there are people right now that the Holy Spirit is convicting you. I need you to show them my love. Because I know it's hard for you to do that. And then you say, well, what do you want me to do? You want me to go in there with a kick drum and just... They're not going to know what to do with that, guys. I just saw somebody coming into their workplace and setting a kick drum down. That's not gonna work. You don't get it? No. I love our church. What I'm asking you to do is do something. There's a card you could get them that would encourage. They do 98 things wrong, but there's two things that you know they're good at. Highlight the two. And don't put in there the other 98 that you're forgetting. There's a neighbor you haven't spoken to because of a little parking rift last year. It's been last year. You see them outside, you wait. Y'all know how it be. I don't even want to connect eyes. I don't. And God said, maybe you should take them a tin of cookies. Why don't you do something that goes beyond yourself? You got to do something. For God so loved the world that he. So last week, I was asking the Holy Spirit, how do we do something as a church? And if I'm honest with you, a lot of people think Transformation Church has everything in the world. They're like, they don't need nothing. They don't need me to participate. They don't need this. They don't need my little $20. They don't need. What people don't realize is what we do takes a lot of resources. It takes a lot of manpower. It takes a lot of commitment. And there are so many faithful people, but we are in a season where for all that God has asked us to do, we're in a season where there are things I'm believing God for. And I want to be honest with you. There are things we are believing God for as a church, in resource, in human resource, in all kinds of different things. And this is a season where the Holy Spirit was like, I want you to sow in to what you believe I'm going to do. I was like, Lord, I did last week in a crazy fruit offering. What are you talking about? He said, that was personal. He said, I want this church to end the year sowing seed for the fruit that you want to see in 2025. And God asked me this question. He said, do you love my bride? And I was like, yeah. He said, no, not the one that comes and participates here. Do you love my bride? The capital C church. I was like, yeah, Lord, we always
give and do stuff. He said, I want you to listen and listen clear. He said, I want you to end this year by proving your love for me by obeying me and giving where I tell you to give. I said, Holy Spirit, what is this going to do? He said, this is a practical example that I can't just say, I love the Capital C Church. We love everybody doing mission work. We love the penitentiary system. We love God behind bars. God bless God behind bars. He said, I don't want your prayer. Do something. So today, we are going to give. And I'm not asking you for an offering. Because the beautiful thing about this moment is because of all of the thousands of faithful people who have already committed to this, we could do so much more if everybody got involved. Let me just say this real quick. If everybody really did get involved in this thing, Transformation Church is one of the best giving, generous churches in the world. But we only have, yeah, let's thank God for that. Let's thank God for that. Y'all can do better than that. Okay. But if I'm honest, we have less than 50% of the people participating consistently and being a part of what happens here. And it's like less than 50% and we can do all of this. What if in 2025? I'm not even gonna ask for every, but what if 80%, 75% of people would say, God, I'm gonna return 10%. If I get $1 million or if I get $10, I'm gonna return it. I'm gonna trust you with it. I'm gonna obey you when you say, if everybody just played the game, do you know how many things that we could do? And when I sat on the north side of Tulsa and Bishop handed me the baton, our first crazy faith offering wasn't called that. I don't even think we had a name for it. A heart for the kingdom. That's what it was. Heart for the kingdom. I told the church, y'all, I wanna do something that changes the trajectory of this church forever. And we're going to raise an offering and we're going to keep no dollars. We're going to give it all away. And $8,300 came in that day. And we gave it to churches, not away from us, not overseas. And I thank God for missions far away. We give to that. But some of us are skipping our neighbors. No, y'all don't hear me. You think that because it's going to that country, that God counts it more. And there are people that are supposed to give. We give to all kinds of stuff. But there are people that are right next to you that by the world standards can be considered your competition. That God says in the kingdom, we all wear the same jersey. So I'm gonna just give you four places we're gonna give today. And I want you to know it's because God so loved. And because we want to be like him, today we're going to give. So there's an organization that we talk about all year called God Behind Bars. We have seen over 11,000 salvations off the Transformation Church. Y'all got it. Hey, I said 11,000 plus. And today, we have a person, I think his name is Keontae. Keontae, where you at? Come here, bro. Where you at? Where you at? Come here, Keontae. He said, wait, hold on, come here. Hey, bring your notepad, bring your receipts. Okay, I've never met him, but I was told that my man just transitioned out of a correctional facility and he came from Arkansas today to come to Transformation Church. And you brought a friend.
Yes.
And what's going on, bro? Yes, sir. Hold Let me on. Come down here. Okay. No. She didn't say nothing. So he told me you was watching in prison.
On the Pando app.
Yes, sir. You were watching all the time.
The whole time. Man, this is this right here. From cuffing season.
Yeah, from cuffing season.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
The gluttony.
Yeah,
okay,
this is
gluttony, cuffing season. This man has notes. Worship on the word. This is all of his notes.
Here is holy.
Here is holy. You went back and watched Here is Holy.
Yeah. And yeah, that
Easy money. You got to get your money right. Can we celebrate life transformation? Hold on. Hey.
Look, this
hey.
My mama right here.
This your mama right here?
This Big Mama.
Hey, Big Mama. How you doing, Big Mama? I'm here with your mans. I love you so much. You in the bed. She got a bonnet on. She said.
And she got a bonnet.
Hey.
Hey, don't do that.
Okay, listen.
Don't do that.
Listen.
That part.
Listen. So this is what I want to say to you. I want to let you know, and I need you to let your people over at God Behind Bars know there's a check for $100,000 coming to them. So more people can hear about that. And then the Holy Spirit told me if you was here to put this in your hands, so this is for me and Pastor Natalie, so you can get started back on your journey, okay?
Hey, I want to shout out Career Baptist Church.
Career Baptist Church.
Yeah, Career Baptist Church.
Corinth Baptist Church.
They helped me get a job.
They helped you get
Nashville,
a job
Arkansas.
In Nashville, Arkansas.
And they have not judged me for any of my past walk or anything.
So it's kingdom.
It's kingdom.
Can we give God praise in this place? Help him get his notes. He messed up, y'all. He don't. Help him get his stuff. Help him get his stuff. He about to hug everybody, okay? He don't know what to do. Help him get his stuff. We'll talk after church, okay? Hey, this is why we celebrate. It's transformation in Christ. For God so loved, he. Okay. That's how God will set it up. There's a church in Tampa, Florida called Courageous Church. If anybody's in Tampa, Florida, could you tell that pastor $100,000 is on the way to Courageous Church? Y'all better get ready to celebrate with me. You might as well stay on your feet. Right in North Tulsa, Pastor Ray Owens at the Met Church, $100,000 is coming to you from Transformation Church. Keep planting, keep sowing, keep loving, keep changing people's life. Two more. There's a church in also in Orlando, Florida, called Journey Church, Pastor J.J. Vasquez. I want to let you know on behalf of Transformation Church, man of God, I heard that God is doing some amazing things, and y'all almost at the end of closing out a huge campaign. I hope this pushes you over. We're sending $200,000. Oh, yeah. Oh, Transformation Church, come on. Journey Church, $200,000. For God so loved he. Can I be honest with you? Can I be honest with you? This is the point in our giving when I went to the team, they said, all right, it's done. It's over. We spent the budget for this. And the Holy Spirit convicted me. He said, now it turns into a sacrificial. This ain't just 10% of everything that's coming. This is not. Now it turns into a sacrifice. Now you got to believe me. It's not designated. It's I'm asking you for it. Jesus. And I said, God, at the end of the year, where we at? What's going on? He said, trust me. You're going to sow a seed now that's going to produce much fruit. And I want everybody to hear me say this. We are sowing these seeds. Hear me say this. This is not Pastor Mike giving away money. First off, just for everybody that needs to clear up, we only can give to nonprofits. Because some of y'all, well, this money could do, if you give it to me for my house, there are legal requirements. No, because we get people all the time trying to be like, well, the church just gave to other churches. Hold on, wait. We have to do things certain, decent, and in order. Because these are all people I don't have relationship with like that. This is because we want God's blessing. Okay, does everybody hear what I'm saying? So if you filled out a benevolence request or did something like that and it got denied because you asked for $17,000 for something that was frivolous, and then you'd be like, you just gave $100,000 away. I'm just trying to make it easy for our whole team. We can't give you that money legally.
Well, I saw you a long time ago give away houses and all that other stuff.
You ain't seen us do it since then. I just need you to know some things you think you can do, and then the IRS be like, bow! And you, when you know better, you do better. But there are organizations that help with housing, and we give to those things. There are organizations that help with food, and we give to those things. Y'all got what I'm saying? So I just want you to know it's all inclusive, okay? Because some people be getting their feelings hurt when money start getting handed out, and they be like, and then now you mad. You want to go to jail. Stop. So I had to be a pastor just for 1 second to let y'all know, okay? So this is where we're in. Everybody stand up. We're going home. I just wanted to make sure you know, if we don't get love right, everything else doesn't matter. So watch. No, this is not the time to leave, y'all. You're about to miss it. This is the moment. We're about to be gone. But I need you to hear what I'm saying to you right now. That for God so loved that he did what? What will be your sacrifice that proves that you're actually loving? When we were done and the team said it was over, the Holy Spirit said, but I'm not. And now you got to trust me, Mike. And I said, what do you want me to do? He said, there's this church in Las Vegas called City Light Church. Pastor Jabin Chavez and his beautiful wife, we're supposed to do something very significant, our largest gift this year. If anybody's in Las Vegas right now, or you got his number or got somebody to go to the church, let them know there is a sacrificial gift coming from Transformation Church of $1 million. Y'all didn't hear what I said. I said $1 million going to City Light Church. Can we give God praise? We will see God do miracles because of love. Somebody say, because of love. Because of love. Pastor Michael, how in the world could you do that? Why would we do that? Because there was a time that I prayed at 15, 19. God, if you would ever bless us to be able to lift the burden off of other people who are sowing and crying and praying. If you say it, we will obey. And today, I could end my ministry career if it was God's will, because he's done exceedingly, abundantly, above all we could ask, think, or imagine. But the reason that we can move in action of love is because we remember how much God loved us. Hear me say this to you. You can't give what you have not received. What force would keep Jesus on the cross after he's been scourged all those times, spit on, mocked, and the scripture says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What would keep him in that position? The only thing strong enough to keep him up there? Love. Today, if you need to receive God's love at a deeper level so you can give it at a consistent level, would you lift your hands? All over. I'm not going to do an altar call because we'd all be packed up here. But if you need to receive God's love at a different level so that you can give it at a different level, I just want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, yeah, I'm the first one that needs this. God, I'm asking that you would do something in my heart that would allow me to absorb what you've already done for me. Not me working more, doing more, being more. Father, just let me receive all that you've done. And when I receive more, I can release more.
When I receive your love, I can release your love. When I receive your forgiveness, I can release your forgiveness. When I receive, Father God, that you still love me when I mess up, I can release love to others when they mess up. So, Father, today, the message is not about doing more. It's about recognizing what you've already done more. We receive your love. I receive your love. Today, Father, I thank you that there is nothing that can separate us from your love. Father, somebody's in a very bad situation right now and they feel unlovable. I rebuke that lie in the name of Jesus. I thank you right there in this moment. You will never love them more than you love them right now. Yes, things can change. Yes, they can get better in certain areas. But Father, I thank you that your love will never change for them. Today, I thank you that somebody receives your love. In that posture, as God is ministering to people right now, if you've never accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, today I want you to know he loves you. And he loves you enough to have gone to the cross to die just for you. For every person you would sleep with, for everything that you would do, every lie you would tell, he says, I knew it already, so I came to pay the penalty. And today, all you have to do is receive. I'm about to pray. And if you know that today is the day of salvation for you and you're tired of running, or you need to rededicate your life back to God before this year ends, you're saying, God, I'm gonna be serious. I'm going all in with you. I want to make you my priority. If that's you, on the count of three, I just want you to lift your hands. You don't have to come to the front. We're about to pray together. But God knows if it's a real thing for you. Even if you're at home, if you're watching on rebroadcast, if this is playing faintly in the background, but your heart is tugging you to the screen, this is the moment that God tries everything and gets you into this moment so your life can be transformed. One, you're making the greatest decision of your life. Two, your name is going to be written in the Lamb's book of life and your eternity is going to be secured. Three, if that's you, would you lift your hands all over this room and all over this place? I see you. I see you. I see you. I see you, my brother. I see you, sister. I see you, my brother. I see you. I see you. Come on, Transformation Church. Let's thank God. I see you. And more than I see you, God sees you. Hey, Transformation Church is a family. Nobody prays alone. Would you just close your eyes and say, God, thank you for loving me. Whew. Thank you for sending Jesus just for me. Today, I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. I believe you lived, you died, and you rose again with all power so I could live a victorious life. Change me, renew me, transform me. I'm yours in Jesus' name. Amen. Can we thank God all over this? Oh, come on, y'all. Can we thank God all over this place? If you just made that decision, I want you to text SAVE to 828282. And I want to ask you to take it a step further. Our prayer and altar workers are going to be at the front and at the back, where there'll be a big sign that says prayer. Stop and tell them I made that decision. Get prayer today. We want to walk with you. This Wednesday, we're going to be here praying. If you come to Wednesday night prayer, tell them it has been hot in there every Wednesday night. And we want you to come. And next Sunday, we're going to see mass salvation as we invite people who are near and far to come hear about our risen Savior. Amen. Father, bless these people is my prayer. Let them have the best day and the best week. Today we give you glory, we give you honor, because your love is amazing. Until next time, we will go out and live a transformed life. We love you. If you need prayer for anything, please come up to the altar.
Thank you so much for watching this message. We pray that it encouraged you. Our vision is to represent God to the lost and found for transformation in Christ. And if you would like to partner with us in giving, you can text GIVE to 82 8282 or visit us on our website. Also, be sure to like, subscribe, and check out our other sermons as well. Now go out and live a transformed life.